Chris Dim has some conclave trivia.
Of course, as you know, when one is elected pope, he can choose any name he wants. Yeah, Francis, John, John Paul, what have you. He can choose any name except one.
Jesus.
Oh, that's a terrible, answer.
Jesus?
You can't be pope.
That's blasphemy.
Yeah. That's why I said you couldn't choose it. You couldn't choose one.
I feel like that'd be a rough conversation. What name do you want? Jesus. You know you can't do that. Come on, Ted. That's your name anyways.
That's why I said there's no way to choose Jesus. That's the one you can't choose.
There's no way.
How about Judas?
Judas.
You well, no, Judas is not a saint. I think you, have to select a saint's name, typically.
Moses.
Moses? Yeah.
Moses. Jewish man.
Oh, yeah.
Not a saint.
Excuse me for a moment. I've guessed two Jewish men. Am I right?
Well, Jesus kind of has feet in both worlds.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm embarrassed to even be at contemporary church. They won't even let me in contemporary church at this point. I just, what's the one name the Pope can't choose? Jesus? No. Moses. He's Jewish.
Okay. Next.
Noah.
Biggie.
Yeah.
No, you're going the wrong way.
I'm going the wrong direction. Biggie.
Anthony.
No, I think we probably had Pope Anthony.
We'll probably
Anthony.
Have
yeah,
Pope
sure, Anthony. Yeah.
It's Peter.
Because he's the first.
He was the first.
Yeah. I almost said that.
Did you?
I was this close. That was my
you
next.
You said Noah.
That was my next choice.
You were
going
to say Cain and Abel next.
My next, yeah. My next choice was going to be Peter because he was the first pope. I looked up first pope. You know, when the pope passed, Francis, I went on a deep dive, and I thought the first pope would have been like 1700 and something. No, it was the year like 12. I mean, it was.
It's all the way back.
All the way. And they had a list of all of them on Google. I was very impressed.
And I think now, correct me if I'm wrong, my youngest brother, Charles, would know better than I. He's very knowledgeable about faith and the church.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the reason they don't select Peter is because when there is a Pope Peter, that means the world is coming to an
That's
end.
That's it.
Jesus is returning.
That's it.
That would be the second coming, if you will.
I see. That makes perfect sense. Because he was the first, then will he be the last? Will someone eventually be Peter?
He'll be the first pope and the last pope.
And the last pope.
Yeah, will be a Peter.
But how do you know when that time is?
I don't know, but there's a movie for you right there.
Yeah, so I always selected Peter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you do? How would you feel if he kept insisting, I need to be Pope Peter?
Because I know.
I got a message
from
God.
What do you know?
I know what's coming. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I would be real upset with that, and I would be like, let's revote.
Are you sure it was from God?
Really? You'd be upset? You wouldn't stop going to the gym and just eating all the pasta?
Well, maybe the
you're in Italy.
Well, I told you if I were in Rome, I would go to the gym there. I would go in there.
Yeah.
I had a woman recently that said she took a workout.
It says that someone wants to leave at the conclave. You need to go work out at the gym.
Yeah. I would do that. Yes, you know how.
I'm really terrified about when Jesus does come back being judged with you guys.
Because you're adjacent.
Well, yeah, we're all here together. He's like, bring in the funny man. You guys think you're so funny.
I've seen your YouTube channel.
Trying to distance myself from YouTube. I'm like the Black Ghostbuster. I came later.
He wasn't original.
Yeah.
You're okay with Dave.
He was not original.
Yeah. Where's Dave?
Where's Dave?
Bring I thought he'd
Dave.
Be here.
Bring back Dave.
I came here.
He's over there hitting on the angels again.
Literally, if we posted that, the world is coming to an end.
Bring back Dave. There's still time.
Well, we might as well now. I mean, what's to lose? You
the
know?
Seventh sign, right?
That's right. Secondly, here's the other thing we didn't get to. We were talking about a 12-year-old has invented something for his grandmother who has poor eyesight. Instead of your ordinary pill box, he's from New Zealand, he's used AI to literally put the right pill in her hand every day, which is very impressive. He's 12.
How big is this contraption?
Years old. I didn't see it. Yeah. That's a good question.
Can this be replicated? Can this make him a fortune?
He's hoping to get a patent on it. His parents are helping him with it, and now he's being shown on local TV there in New Zealand. So Biggie says he's got a pill box, and so the question was, can we guess through 7 days, it's a 7-day pill box, how many pills are in the box at one time, including the pain meds that he's on. Now, he's got heart, he's got knee, he's got pain issues.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 21 pills for the week. Chris Dim.
For the week?
For the week. I think
three per day?
I think there's three a day. So in a 7-day week, I think.
Including Biggie's pain pills.
Yes. I think it's going to be a heart pill, a pill for the arthritis, and one pain pill every day. Chris Dim's doing some math here instead of.
Well, I'm going to say, what was the Trump number? 21 million? I bet it's below that, the fentanyl.
Trump has saved 21 million since January because
but
of.
But then you multiply that.
But then you multiply
now,
that.
Now, for my own counting here, if I take more than one pill twice a day, does that.
Or we just all of it. All of it.
All of it together. Okay.
All of it together. Every single pill you take, how many pills are you taking in a week? You're doing the math here.
Yeah. I bet it's 42.
I'll say 21. Biggie.
56.
You've all under bid.
Chris Deb, come on up here. I'm the lummox left in this contestant's row.
21 would be great. It's counting, because I take one pill twice a day.
Yeah.
One medicine. So then I take two pain pills a day, morning, evening.
Wow.
I take my blood thinner once a day.
Are you taking them, any of them, while you're here, or is everything at home?
No, everything's at home.
Morning, night.
Yeah.
Afternoon also?
No, mostly early evening.
Are you able to take a handful in one gulp? Or
I've always been fine with that. And that's just the...
You mix?
That's just the ones I have to take
and
each
you do
day.
Mix and match.
Yeah.
That's the one you have to take every day is 56.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you might add a little something to that. If you
I mean, we're not counting if I take Tylenol
or knee pain.
Yeah, something else. Yeah. Now, the knee pain, you know, that really upped the pill count because I'm taking that twice a day.
Yeah. Man, as your best friend, I should have known that. I should have gotten closer. You and I are best friends. We should know how many pills you're taking in a day. Also, earlier today, I was called a racist because of my take on snakes. This dumbass here in the United States, in Wisconsin, lets venomous snakes bite him all the time.
I picked the most dangerous ones in the world. Black mambas, taipans, cobras, crates, coral snakes, rattlesnakes. I take it out and I basically let it bite my arm. And the reason I do that is for shock value, to bring awareness for snake bite. I wasn't looking to be a YouTube star or anything like that. It's all about the science for me, 100%. And when I was doing it, I sat back after about a year and just realized that people die from snake bite, and I wasn't dying. So at that point, I decided I have to reach out to every scientist on the planet.
Yeah, right.
Do we believe him when he says, I just let snakes bite me to bring awareness to snake bites?
No, I do not believe that.
He just it's like running over people in crosswalks to bring attention
that's
to
right.
people getting
that's right.
run over in crosswalks.
Too many people are run over. Great
I
point.
Know.
That's a great point.
You're welcome.
That's.
I know. She'd have made it if I wasn't there. Groceries everywhere.
Now, the scientist said, we took his blood and we're going to start using it as an antivenom. He's just such an incredible specimen.
We tried to put him in a centrifuge, but he's too big.
Now, here's why I was called a racist. We learned through that story that 110,000 people die annually from snake bites, which was way higher than I thought it was.
Staggering number.
I thought it was going to be 100. It's 110,000. I said it's got to be mostly Africa. Kristen said, racist. Australia has the most venomous snakes. So I looked it up. Now, I'm sure you're right that Australia has the most venomous snakes. I thought folks in Africa would have a hard time getting the necessary medicine that they needed. Turns out, Asia. Specifically, South Asia, India, experiences the highest number of deaths from snake bites globally. Specifically, India has the highest number of deaths from snake bites of any country. India alone accounts for roughly 55,000 deaths per year from snake bites.
Cobra Kai, baby.
That's half of them right there.
That's cobras.
It's cobra.
Yeah.
It's cobra. That's it. I mean, that's it. That right there.
Staggering.
If India gives you 55,000, then the rest of the world makes up
Holy
the other
cow,
half.
Yeah.
Incredible. That
Did
is.
You guys see this over the weekend? Speaking of snakes, and I hope your wife, Kelly, isn't listening. I know that just the mention of them would give her a coronary.
Oh, yeah.
Make her Apple Watch do flutters like Biggie.
Oh, yeah.
There's one. I think it's. Oh, shoot. It's either the rattlesnake or the copperhead. But one of them, when it's. Have you heard about this? They say if you smell cucumber, you're in danger.
Mm-hmm. That's probably copperhead.
One of them, maybe it's the copperhead that said that if it senses danger, it emits this smell that smells like cucumber.
Mm-hmm. I used to hear wet paper, like rotting wet paper. Maybe it's a similar smell. You know, it's like
cucumbers smell fresh.
And they do. And that's a smell for copperhead.
It's like a defense or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that. They call the rattlesnake.
When you're gardening.
Exactly. If I'm out pulling weeds or whatever out there, picking up sticks.
Laying out the pool or the pickleball court.
The rattlesnake is called the gentleman snake. because it gives you a warning before it's going to strike.
You're about to die.
Ahoy.
Anyone else hear a rattle? It's me. You're about to die. Huh?
It's the gentleman snake. Mm. It tells you ahead of time what it's going to do.
You know, I actually have another follow-up here, follow-up question, I should say, for you, Chris Kelly. How many Diet Cokes do you think you downed this weekend now that you're back on them?
Six yesterday.
Wow.
Back on, back doing
flying high.
Do you have at the Mexican restaurant post-church?
No, I had water there and then went home and had a yogurt with peanut butter and a Diet Coke.
Nothing like that to wash down a heavy Mexican meal.
I went grilled chicken salad at the Mexican restaurant. That's right.
Off the Niños menu?
That's right. I said, bring me the La Niño de los Niños, por favor.
Or the Mujeres menu?
Mujeres, por favor.
Mujeres? Mujeres? That's mine.
I'm going to order off menu.
Can you ask Chef to whip me up a little, I don't know, avocado or something?
Grilled chicken salad. The waiter came out.
Do you want it in the taco shell? No.
He put the grilled chicken salad in front of my wife.
Of course.
She goes, that's not mine. So he shifted it to my daughter. I said, Señor, por favor.
Keep it's going. Mine.
Don't shame me. Don't shame me on this now. Señor, por favor.
Yo soy hermano.
Sir.
Hombre.
They said, what dressing do you want? I said, nothing.
Nothing.
I just want to squeeze a little lime over.
I'll have a zest of lemon. We're not even going to charge you for this.